let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Go Ask the Dead by Frank Tropia is a love affair gone dangerously wrong between a very psychic girl, Amanda Manning, and a Gettysburg Civil War ghost named William, who was a young, rather handsome Confederate officer when he, like many thousands of others with him, were killed in that infamous battle. She becomes obsessed totally with him and his paranormal lovemaking skills. However, when they disagree on something very important, well, he turns violent, abuses her sexually, and allows his ghostly fellow soldiers liberties with her as well. And she's pregnant at this time, supposedly by Craig, a normal young man who was briefly Amanda's husband. Can Amanda finally defeat the evil dead who surround her and want to kill Craig and possibly herself too? It's about finding strength within oneself to defeat evil once and for all. Frank graduated from Harvard in 1984 with a major in literature and minor in psychology, became a member of Mensa and Intertel. He writes both novels and poetry. He loves paranormal, and it shows in his fantasy suspense thriller, Go Ask the Dead, called Provocative and Thrilling. Author Frank Tropia back with us on This Week in America. Frank, it is a pleasure. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. It's great to hear your voice again.
And yours as well. That we've done this before, and I'm just, it's always so much fun when we have a chance to talk. And I understand, just as we had a chance before we came back on the air, this book has won some awards as well. Tell me about that, and congratulations. Certainly well-deserved.
Well, it won in Ohio a National Academy Award, not from Hollywood, but a National Academy Award,
yes.
A different organization. And they're having a presentation ceremony in October, which I'm very iffy about going to. I'd love to go, but with the virus, I don't know. I'm just playing it by ear. And it won the National Book Award. And the ceremony is in November in New York City, which, because of the virus, I may or may not go to.
Yes.
We shall see how it goes. My first consideration, I'd love to go to the ceremonies and meet and greet other literary luminaries and make a few connections, important connections for the book and its sequel, The Avenging Angel. But my health, my life and my health, my first priority.
Oh, yes, yes. It is still rather sketchy out there.
I don't want to affect anyone else either.
No, and there's so much to consider. Well, normally you'd hop on a plane and go and accept the award and soak it all in, but it's so difficult now to figure out what you can do and can't do. Let's talk about the book, the award-winning book, Go Ask the Dead. Frank Tropia, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Tropea. Go to our website, you'll be able to link on, get all the information on the book. I mentioned just briefly some of the background there. Boy, that's got to capture your attention. What a storyline that Frank has come up with. I want to talk a little bit about the specific causes that the ruination, downfall of Amanda's relationship with William. Talk about that. There's so many layers to this. Talk about the causes of that.
Well, William had turned on the child with Amanda in their relationship. And she was so delirious with erotic joy to be with him that he said, now you wouldn't mind if some of my, her great aunt, Eliza, who was a black witch. I don't mean black as racial. I mean category.
Yes.
Evil magic,
yes.
Witch. Had all these dead Confederate soldier lovers. All right. She was a nympho, in fact, with them. And she died of natural causes, and there was a big question of where the ghosts of these soldiers would go, because William wanted them with him in Amanda's house. And he cajoled her, and he seduced her, and she said, oh, a few of them can come over. Now, little does she know what these soldiers are really like. Three of them, she has this black maid whom she really loves, Delia, who was a mother surrogate to her. And Delia has gone wherever Amanda has gone to watch over her. She's a sweet, fat, really loving black woman. All right. Yeah, she's a black Baptist, and she believes in Jesus. She tries to wean Amanda away from this, what she regards as a nefarious, unnatural relationship with William.
Yes.
But it doesn't work. Well, one night, Delia feels something negative in her small bedroom in the mansion. She turns on the light, and there are three Confederate soldier ghosts looking at her with dark intent. And she says, she starts swearing in the name of Jesus, leave me alone. And they start hitting her. They can get real physical for ghosts. They start hitting her. And three of them converge on her and rape her. Because according to some loose historical records I've read, if a Confederate soldier at that time had none of their white whores to have fun with, if a black woman showed up, they had no qualms about raping a poor black woman. That was very common back then. They rape this poor old lady, and she's brutalized. In the morning, she's infuriated, goes to Amanda and says, I am leaving place. These ghosts are dangerous. And she tells Amanda what happened, and she has black and blue marks. And Amanda's horrified, but Amanda says, but William didn't do it. Those were his friends. I'll get them all out of here. You get William out of here too, God damn it, or I'm leaving. And Amanda says, but I can't get, William did not do this. These were his friends. I'm getting them out. I'll give you extra money. Just stay here. We can have I'll tell Rita to get tea, and we can have pastry, and we can chat all day. And I ain't sitting here with having no tea party with you here. They're dangerous, and they're going to turn on you too.
Wow.
Well, Delia just leaves in a huff. Amanda sees that she's very well paid, and will lack for nothing. But Amanda couldn't tear herself from William's embraces. So when William appears before her, Amanda gives it to him about what his friends did to Delia. And he gets really mad. Why are you defending that little black bitch for, as he calls her, loosely calls her? William, as a product of the Confederate South, is very racially prejudiced against black people. He was fighting for slavery, for Christ's sakes. And that's something that Amanda can't wrap her head around, that he was that bad. But he was. So he starts hitting her, and then he has fun with her, and then he has a couple of his Confederate buddies come over, and they have fun with her, too. And this is how, and Amanda is pregnant, supposedly by Craig, and they don't care at all. They take advantage of her, and this goes on for a couple of months, and there's no way she can seemingly get these ghosts away from her. So Amanda just secludes herself in her bedroom. The chief maid, Rita, knows something terrible is happening, but she can't help the mistress. And finally, she tells her, when it just begins to turn spring, that her ex-husband, Craig, is on the doorstep wanting to see her. And Amanda is heavily pregnant at this time. And she says, Craig has forgiven me for my cruel treatment of him. And she dresses up, and she goes down to meet Craig. And Craig knows what has been happening. He got the news from Delia. And he wants to take her away from all this. He wants them to get back together, and he'll protect her somehow.
Yes.
And she says, no, they'll kill you. And all of a sudden, this good ghost, who was Amanda's spirit guide named Lily, was once an ancestor. In her life, she was an ancestress of Amanda, tells her that she had the power all along to banish these ghosts from her. It's witchcraft. Lily was a powerful witch, and so was Amanda. Amanda has to call on her own strength and on her own powers. The ghosts come converging in a rage on Amanda, and she raises her right hand to them, and there's this powerful shield of white light. And they can't pass it. These evil ghosts can't pass it.
Okay. Okay.
And they start screaming at her and swearing at her. And she tells them off. She tells them really off. She says they were traitors to their own country. They fought for slavery, which is an abomination. And they don't belong here on the earth plane anymore. They don't even belong in Gettysburg, in their graves. They belong where they belong, in hell itself. And she raises her left hand. And there's this black sulfur cloud that comes out. And it envelopes the Confederates and William too. And they start screaming and gnashing their teeth. And there's a powerful smell of sulfur and brimstone. And the cloud just passes with them away. And they're in hell. She is that powerful.
Wow. This is the book, Go Ask the Dead. If you're listening and you're thinking, wow, this is something I would love to read. It's a fantasy thriller complete with paranormal entities, sex, a bit of violence. It's receiving excellent reviews. In fact, one saying, Go Ask the Dead, is a scary read with a fresh writing style and elements that only Frank can conjure into a masterpiece, and you'll find it for yourself if you go to readersmagnet.com in their bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon as well. Frank spells his last name T-R-O-P-E-A, Frank Tropea. Frank, this is such a gripping story, and I can tell just in listening to you all of the emotion that you bring in telling the story. And I know we're going to rapidly run out of time here, but you capture us in this story, and are you doing a sequel as well? There's so many more stories to be told here.
I've already written a sequel, and it's going to be published in about 2 more months.
Ooh.
It's called The Avenging Angel, and it goes into the lives of the children that Amanda has. Amanda, right after the hell, she sends these Confederate soldiers to the hell, her water breaks. In the pregnancy, her water breaks, and she's bleeding, and she starts going into labor, which is a little bit early. And Craig picks her up, puts her in his car, he drives her to the nearest hospital, and she has a beautiful, beautiful baby boy. And as she's looking at this baby boy in her hospital bed, she realizes it can't possibly be Craig's. It's a William's baby. She had thought that William could not have created a pregnancy being a ghost, but he did somehow. And it's Craig, and it's William's baby. But Craig comes into the room. He looks at the baby with a startling resemblance to William, and it looks a bit like Amanda, too. It's a very beautiful baby and healthy and strong. And Craig grabs his little hand, and the baby holds on to his hand. He said, he has strength in his arm. I'll bet he could be a good pitcher. And she said, Craig, you mean you'll teach him baseball and fishing and hunting too? You mean you'll accept him as your own? He says, as far as I'm concerned, no matter what, he's mine as well as you are. You are mine and so is he. So he accepts the baby. He'll raise him as his son. And Amanda says, well, at least he's half me. No matter who his father is, we can raise him to be good. And he said, he will be good. I promise you. Craig says that they will. And they kiss on the bed, and a nurse comes in and leaves them to privacy. And there's a happy Hollywood ending. However, in the second book, things happen. And it deals with Amanda has another child like Craig, a beautiful little girl whom they name Angelique. So this goes into the lives of the two children who are very unusual and highly psychic.
I was going to ask if the children have that, if they're psychic and magical as well, and you answered that. So it's what we'd expect, I guess, from her children.
Yeah. Well, the powers ran in her bloodline ever since Lily, who had a mad affair with Charles II of England, who had affairs with a lot of women. And a lot of bastard children. He recognized a lot of them and ennobled them. And they had most advantageous marriages. And he and Lily had a beautiful baby girl. And the king recognized her and accepted her and educated her as a lady. And her bloodline passed into the nobility. But from Lily, the powers of witchcraft ran in the line. And they come down to Amanda. And Amanda, the more Amanda could see ghosts, right, when she was just a toddler, she's clairvoyant, she can see ghosts, she can communicate with them. I mean, and she carries this into her own children. And later on, I won't tell you how the second book ends, but she destroys herself and William to save her children.
Okay, that's the second book. And you say that sounds like that's going to be, do you say like a couple of months that should be available?
I would say late September or October.
Okay, very
late
good.
Late September or October.
That gives us something to look forward to. In the meantime, if you haven't already read Go Ask the Dead by Frank Tropea, our guest on the program, T-R-O-P-E-A, go ahead and do that. A few minutes left in the program. I want to just talk about developing the storyline because it is so it's so complex. It's so well thought out. The characters are so well developed. How long did you work on Go Ask the Dead?
Well, I'm writing the third book now, a sequel to
Wow.
The Avenging Angel called Doc Amber. And I will give a little giveaway here. In their grief, the children, they're in their late teens when they lose their mother, and Delia too, and they're totally grief-stricken and mourning, and they're lost without those two, all right? And Craig and everyone. All they have is each other. They've always been very, very close. They're only half-brother and sister. And the little girl looks amazingly like Amanda's mother, Aurelia, who was a very beautiful blonde woman who had nymphomaniacal tendencies and neglected Amanda horribly when she was a young girl. Aurelia was murdered by a husband of hers who could not take her adulteries anymore. But that's for the first book. But this little girl named Angelique takes after the grandmother, very much so.
Okay.
And at one point, the boy is crying for his mother. Angelique dresses in a dress similar to her mother's, wears her mother's type of perfume, and she's breathtakingly beautiful. She's blonde, of course. She's breathtakingly beautiful, and all of a sudden, she falls into Craig's arms. He's named Craig also after his stepfather. She falls into his arms and she starts passionately kissing him. And as if he can't help himself, he starts passionately kissing her back. And so begins a forbidden love. And they create the next generation.
Boy,
with its gifts and its curses at the same time.
One review describes exotic characters with wildly fantastic personalities. The mind of Frank Tropea, our guest on the program. It's just such an amazing story, and it's not going to end for a while. We still can prolong our enjoyment as we're reading about this cast of characters that Frank has developed. The book specifically, the first in the group, is Go Ask the Dead. It's available at Amazon. And Frank, I know I've got a minute or so left here at the end of the program. I see this visually as I'm reading it. Is there any talk about a TV series or a video
there
of
is.
Some kind?
Well, there I'll is. Know in a month or so if there's going to be a contract, all right? A movie contract.
Fantastic. This would be good. You can't let them mess with the storyline. They have to follow your storyline because that's what has the rave reviews coming in and has everybody standing in line literally to buy copies of the book. And I know you're working with Reader's Magnet as you have been on this book project. What's that been like in working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, they've been very, very nice. They did a beautiful cover for Go Ask the Dead. Really striking cover.
I do love that. I do love that. And that really sells the book. It captures your attention like right in the beginning. In fact, when you look at the book, you feel like you know her. It's a job well done. And congratulations on all the success, the awards, the possibility of turning this into a video of some kind, a movie or a miniseries.
Movie, TFC, miniseries, whatever.
That is fantastic. And I understand the good news for people who are fans of your writing, what you've retired and you're now devoting all of your time and attention to writing.
Reading and writing. And my cat, Blueberry. Yes, yes.
That is perfect.
My books and my writing and my computer and my cat. And that's about. And I'm waiting to see after the virus, I'll be reconnecting with all my family.
Well, this will be good. And so much going on, so much success in your life. A great spot you're in right now. I hope you can get out of there and get off to accept the awards. Frank Tropea back with us on the program, and I'm sure we'll have Frank back and talk more about his books. Tropea is T-R-O-P-E-A. Tropea, the book is available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, in the bookstore, wherever books are sold. The book is called Go Ask the Dead. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Stay safe. Stay well. Thank you for being with us on the program once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.